Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Silage choppers are moving in South Dakota, well ahead of normal, as growers seek to salvage the crop damaged by drought. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Kim Ricardo reports corn plants stressed by drought retain much of their nutritional value when ensiled.
Overall, that energy content still is about 70 to 90% of what we would typically see for normal corn. And so that really just goes to show that drought stressed corn might be a little bit less, but it's still very usable in a lot of cases.
The grain fill and energy content of corn in drought will likely vary widely across a field, so nutrient testing of ensiled corn is vital for balanced feed rations and animal performance.
That's why we really recommend you go ahead and get that silage and that forage and that corn tested. And another thing that's really important, particularly during a drought year, is to also test it for nitrates.
The highest concentration of nitrate in drought-stressed corn occurs in the lower one-third of the corn plant. Ricardo advises raising the cutting bar on the chopper to leave a minimum of 12 inches of stalk. She says ensiling high nitrate corn can reduce nitrate concentrations by 30 to 50%. Hot, dry conditions during pollination may also increase the risk for fungal growth, producing aflatoxins which can contaminate the grain. This can be especially problematic in dairy cattle feed, as toxins may carry into the milk. Again, feed testing is key to utilizing drought-stressed corn for silage, ensuring balanced livestock rations, and limiting risk of nitrates and toxins. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.